In Washington, D.C., once again, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Wednesday, the 19th of April. Glad you could be with us. We begin today with the B word, bonds, baby. They are what drove Morgan Stanley's BAFO earnings report this morning. Their bond trading business doubled its revenues this past quarter. And bonds are behind something else that is raising some eyebrows on Wall Street as well. Falling yields on the benchmark 10-year Treasury note. Yields, that is, the interest rate those bonds pay, are now down to their lowest levels since November. Evidence that bond investors are increasingly willing to accept lower returns. Now, since when are Wall Streeters willing to accept lower returns? Yeah, well, that gets us to the F word, fear, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore starts us off.
A lot of times you can think of bonds as a blankie for investors, especially treasury bonds. They're warm and safe and fuzzy because they're risk-free. So if something scares investors, that's where the money goes.
There are investors hiding out for geopolitical fears.
Guy Lebas is with Janney Montgomery Scott. Elections in France are scary, depending on the winner, if it means France might exit the EU. North Korea is as unpredictable as ever.
And historically, in times of distress, geopolitical events, and goodness forbid, outright war, bonds have done better than stocks in the short term.
But there's more to it than an investor freakout. Investors right now are also kind of disappointed.
If we wind back the clock just a few months, investors were very much expecting stimulative economic policies out of Washington.
Richard DeKayser is with Wells Fargo & Company. Tax cuts promoting growth, bigger deficits, which drive up borrowing and drive up interest rates on future bonds. Investors thought, ooh, higher returns are coming soon. So they expected bonds to reflect that.
That policy agenda has, to a large extent, been derailed.
So bond yields have been, too. Finally, investors are realizing maybe we aren't getting the stellar economic growth they hoped we were going to get. Consumer confidence numbers were not as high as predicted. Inflation's not significant. GDP growth may not be stellar this quarter.
Now, as that has come into question, we've seen more money flow into bond mutual funds and into the treasury market.
Jonathan Mondillo is with Alpine Funds. He says what got us to these sorry bond rates are crises abroad, disappointment, and uncertainty at home. But one caveat here is that those can all turn on a dime, and so can the bond market. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.